little more than a year before his death on September 1, 1988. Louis asked me to write a puff to be printed on the jacket of his forthcoming autobiography, Alvarez, Adventures of a Physicist, Basic Books, 1987. I was more than happy to do so, and would like to repeat what is now, alas, a posthumous tribute. Louis seems to have been there at most of the high points of modern physics, and responsible for many of them. His entertaining book covers so much ground that even non-scientists can enjoy it. Who else has invented vital radar systems, hunted for magnetic monopoles at the South Pole, shot down UFOs and Kennedy assassination nuts, watched the first two atomic explosions from the air, and proved that, surprisingly, there are no hidden chambers or passageways inside Khafre's pyramid? And now he's engaged on his most spectacular piece of scientific detection as he unravels the biggest whodunit of all time, the extinction of the dinosaurs. He and his son Walter are sure they've found the murder weapon in the crime of the eons. Since Louis's death, the evidence for at least one major meteor or small asteroid impact has accumulated, and several possible sites have been identified, the current favorite being a buried crater 180 kilometers across at Chicxulub on the Yucatan Peninsula. Some geologists are still fighting stubbornly for a purely terrestrial explanation of dinosaur extinction, for example, volcanoes, and it may well turn out that there is truth in both hypotheses. But the meteor mafia appears to be winning, if only because its scenario is much the most dramatic. In any case, no one doubts that major impacts have occurred in the past. After all, there have been two hits and one near miss in this century, Tunguska, 1908, Sikute Aline, 1947, Oregon, 1972. The question to be decided is, how serious is the danger, and what, if anything, can be done about it? During the 1980s, there was widespread discussion of the problem in the scientific community, and the close passage of asteroid 1989 FC, which missed Earth by a mere 650,000 kilometers, brought the matter to a head. As a result, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Science, Space, and Technology included the following paragraph in the NASA Authorization Act of 1990. The committee therefore directs that NASA undertake two workshop studies. The first would define a program for dramatically increasing the detection rate of Earth orbit-crossing asteroids. This study would address the costs, schedule, technology, and equipment required for precise definition of the orbits of such bodies. The second study would define systems and technologies to alter the orbits of such asteroids or to destroy them if they should pose a danger to life on Earth. The committee recommends international participation in these studies and suggests that they be conducted within a year of the passage of this legislation. This may prove to be a historic document. Who would have believed, only a few years ago, that a congressional committee would have issued such a statement? As directed, NASA set up the International Near-Earth Object Detection Workshop, which held several meetings in 1991. The results were summarized in a report prepared by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Pasadena. The Space Guard Survey, January 25, 1992. The opening paragraph of its final chapter reads, "Concern over the cosmic impact hazard motivated the U.S. Congress to request that NASA conduct a workshop to study ways to achieve a substantial acceleration in the discovery rate for near-Earth asteroids. This report outlines an international survey network of ground-based telescopes that could increase the monthly discovery rate of such asteroids from a few to as many as 1,000. Such a program would reduce the time scale required for a nearly complete census of large Earth-crossing asteroids from several centuries, at the current discovery rate, to about 25 years. We call this proposed survey program the Space Guard Survey, borrowing the name from the similar project suggested by science fiction author Arthur C. Clarke nearly 20 years ago in his novel Rendezvous with Rama."